listening to the Bee Business Bee podcast. Buzzing for business. Hello and welcome to the second the Bee Business Bee podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Bee Business Bee. In this week's show, we're going to find out why 4 could soon be coming 3 in the mobile phone market. Why the Bank of England decided to end its split vote and agree on a collective decision. And why there could be further signs that the UK economy could be picking up. All this and much more coming up in this week's podcast. The Bee Business Bee Podcast. The best business podcast not on the radio. The big news story that broke the end of this week was the news that 3 could soon be buying O2 in the UK, or at least attempting to take over the large mobile telecommunications business. O2 currently has a 29% share of the UK mobile phone market. A3 has just 12%. However, a merger stroke takeover of this size would leave the O2 and 3 combined brand with 40% and a large monopoly. There are concerns that the regulators in the European Union and Ofcom, the UK regulatory authorities, will try to oppose this move to make the UK mobile phone market smaller, creating another monopoly, which goes to the EE, which currently also has 29% share of the mobile phone market. Fears of a monopoly and increasing prices in the long term could be bad for the consumers, and this is why it's thought that many will oppose such a move. However, Asia's richest man, Lai Kai-shing, is the person behind a plan to pay £10.25 billion to acquire Telefonica's O2 brand. It will be an exciting an interesting time in the mobile phone market, because there's also talk, as many of you probably know already, about BT proposing to buy EE. The strategy behind BT's move is very much different, where 3 will be growing and trying to gain a larger market presence by this acquisition. BT are looking to try and move into what they call the quad play market, where they can try and sell the consumer products from 4 different markets: internet, telephone, broadband, and of course mobile phones, hopefully increasing the average spend per customer and increasing the average revenue that they're going to make from every customer their business. I think this is a story to watch our space with, and it poses many questions which could be good or could be bad for the consumer. Monopolies tend to be bad for the consumer, and evidence of this, look to Australia, where prices have risen since their market has shrank from 5 players down to 3. The Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee met this week and unanimously agreed to keep interest rates at the record low of 0.5%. There had been previous meetings where some of the members had tried to agree to increase the Bank of England's base rate from 0.5%. This, of course, would make borrowing more expensive for people who've got mortgages and loans, however, would have made it more attractive for savers. However, now it's feared that increasing the base rate of interest from this 0.5% could force people to save money and start cutting back on spending. This would not be ideal when the inflation rate is currently running at a record low for many years of 0.5% itself. There are fears that this is way below the 2% target, and it's not necessarily being caused by the reduction in the fuel costs and energy costs, which many of us are seeing. The supermarket price war that has broken out is lowering the cost of food and goods for many households. The knock-on effect of this is that we're all paying less, but at some point the fears are that the shops are going to start to look to cut back on some of their costs, such as jobs. Because if we're paying less for products, they've got to try and reduce their cost to increase their profit margins. And the fear is that it will come from the acts of cutting jobs, which of course in the longer term will cut spending and impact on the economic growth of the economy. This story could be one to watch over the next few months, because if fuel prices don't increase and the supermarkets persist with their price war, then the Bank of England could be forced to look at other strategies to ensure that it starts to meet its 2% target. Mark Carney, the Bank of England governor, will have to write a letter to the Chancellor, George Osborne, to explain why the government's 2% target has not been achieved. There's been some positive news in the economy this week, with the news that the UK economy has now got a 6-year low when it comes to unemployment, which has fallen to 5.8%. At the same time, we've also learnt that there are now 700,000 vacancies in the UK. All this is potentially great news for the UK economy, because with more jobs available, it means that people start to feel more happy at the prospect that they can get a job. Of course, when they've got a job, they're actually earning money, which then they can spend and invest back into the economy, and the government also gets its tax revenues. And it also sees falling needs to pay welfare expenses, which are all positive combined aspects of a growing economy. Alongside this, the positive news the government will be talking about is the fact that the news suggests that wages are now increasing 3 times faster than the rate of inflation. Now, the cynics out there will claim that inflation is so low, as we talked about earlier, and this is actually not a relevant factor, and it's not been happening for many years. However, others will be pointing to the fact that this could be a sign of economic recovery, and the fact that people are starting to feel better off and have got more money can only be good for the long-term prospects of the UK economy. It's yet to be seen what a long-term impact will be on this. However, history does suggest that such economic conditions show a growing economy and one which should continue to grow for the foreseeable future.
Business B Podcast Word of the Week.
Inflation is a chosen word of the week. Inflation is a general increase in prices over a period of time, or the reduction in the value of money over a period of time. Inflation effectively is when we see prices rise. Now, we all need to accept that inflation has to happen, because inflation is a sign of a growing economy and we all would like to earn more money. And we can only earn more money if we increase the price of a product or service. However, inflation needs to be managed, and the UK has a target of 2% inflation year on year, which of course has to be managed by the Bank of England. As a result of this, if it's not met, then Mark Carney, the Bank of England's governor, has to write a letter to George Osborne explaining why he's gone over this figure or he's fallen under this figure. Bear in mind, inflation is not always seen as good, because too high inflation, like in countries such as Zimbabwe, and prices increase at a rapid rate, creates panic and fear in an economy. And when consumers feel scared, they start to save. Saving does not help an economy to grow, because when consumers save money, they're not spending money. And as a result, businesses start to look to cut back and cut jobs. And the cycle will start all over again. That's our business word of the week.
The Bee Business Bee Podcast. The best business podcast not on the radio.
Thank you for joining me today with the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to feedback to me and give me a follow on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BBusinessB. You can always tweet me. It's @BBusinessB. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/BBusinessB. Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/BBusinessB. Plenty of free resources and videos on there to help you with your business studies. And of course, check out my website. It's bbusinessb.co.uk. Full of resources and quizzes that can help you with your business studies. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. Recommend it to friends. Share it. Like it. And give me some feedback and help me to improve it for the future. It's all about making sure that you enjoy business as much as I enjoy delivering it and sharing it with you. Until next time, I'll see you then.
You're listening to the Bee Business Bee Podcast. Buzzing for business.